I forgot to send out an email that everyone should have a Gemara Brachas. So what I did today, just for today, was I copied the first document that you're going to need for a Gemara Brachas. But tomorrow, starting tomorrow, if you can, bring a Gemara Brachas as well. So you just pass these. All you, big guy. Go ahead. Okay, just gonna get started here. First, I want to thank everyone for coming. This is an unbelievable turnout, and Mitzvah Shem will keep it going strong for 2 weeks. I think when seeing this, we should all step back for a second and realize, you know, this is what we all moved to Eretz Yisrael for, besides those that are here that maybe might have been born here in Eretz Yisrael. But this is really what it's all about. And it's tremendously inspiring, and I'm sure the Rav is tremendously inspired as well. And Mitzvah Shem, hope to see everyone here for the next 2 weeks, and hopefully throughout the year, if we can pull this off, it would be unbelievable. Okay. I just want one other ha'ara. This is really my own ha'ara, but I heard it from the Rav. I think it was sometime in the middle of last year, and that is that, you know, the Rav always views Beis Tefillah and this kehila as a kehila that can make tremendous impact and inroads and things such as like Otzar Aretz and many other things that, you know, that this shul, this kehila can contribute to the greater Eretz Yisrael. But I remember the Rav saying one thing, besides the fact that all these things that, you know, that the Rav pushes, because they're important in and of themselves for the kehila, if we're ever going to have an impact on a greater scale, okay, it can't just be on things that people see externally seeming causes that are out there. It has to start with the passion of the Sehila has to be really in Torah and Dikduka Mitzvahs. And the only way we can really have any type of tremendous impact outward is if we set the standard in terms of Hasmada in Torah, Dikduk in Mitzvahs, and hopefully this is what it's all about, and this should be a springboard for other great things. Now, before we begin, there are some very important thank yous. The first one is Philip Brody, who at Tannenbaum Bris, mentioned to me, are we doing Yachay Kala? I said, no, that's last year, that's when there was a war. But I said, I told him that I'd speak to the Rav about it, I emailed the Rav about it. And when I emailed the Rav about it, I said, this is what was brought up, I doubt it's ever going to mean anything. And ultimately, once the Rav hears something and hears a good idea, he makes sure it happens, gave me a lot of mussar. And Baruch Hashem, he pushed it, and that's where we are today. Also, Lauren Spiegelman, who got on the bandwagon, I don't know when, somewhere in midstream, and really took over in terms of getting the Bachrim and other things as well, the schedule. Rav Weinblatt, who's taken over teaching the Bachrim during the program. Zevi Weissmandel, the Eichlin, very, very critical. Okay. Zev Shondron. Zev, see where? Here he is. We'll talk about him in a second. He's going to help set up Chavrusas in a couple of minutes. As always, Ari Stern, Matt, and Aryeh Sonnenberg, listen, they're always doing things, even either out in the open or things that you don't know about. Also, thank Aryeh for extra support. 10:30 tonight, whoever wants to go and work out, I think there are flyers on the Bima, flyers out, flyers on the table. Thank you very much. Okay, and then there are the main Tatis of this program. David Kallis, who really put in a lot of effort, also took a lot of the bizyonos. I think he did most of the pushing of people that have been in the Kehillah much longer than him, and he suffered a lot of bizyonos, but definitely worth it. As I always say, I go for recruiting for Or Yerushalayim, and I realize that I'm a very bad recruiter. The reason why I'm a very bad recruiter is because I feel the bizyonos when I go into places and have to tell people to come to our yeshiva. And the ones that, you know, are great recruiters are the ones that go in and suffer all the bizyonos. But with every bizyonos and every three that don't come, you get one that comes. And that's what Dr. Kallis, who isn't even here, he had scheduled his trip to America way before. He isn't even here, but he pushed this and really got it going. And then there's also Tzvi Gurman, who's moving now. Tremendous. There he is. Also, he's moving. Spent a ton of time. And, you know, whenever I talk to the Rav, usually in scenes like this, he always, you know, talks to me how a lot of people, you know, supposedly do things. But I think here the Rav is maskim. David Kallis and Tzvi Gurman put in a tremendous amount of effort to get this done. And finally, obviously, always the Rav, could call him the grand tati of the program. He wanted to give away a lot of the burden of his program, but ultimately he always gets in there and runs the show. And he's the grand tati of the program. Okay, that's it for the thank yous. Hopefully I didn't miss anyone. Oh, one other thing is I'd like to thank the Chashav Rabbanim that are here that for sure don't need to hear any Torah from me, but are here to be mechazek the olam, and I thank them. I'm not going to mention them by name, but I thank them beforehand for coming and adding tremendous chizik to the program. Okay, as well as the Kovo guys that are here as well. Now, if you look in the package, anyone not have one? Anyone not have one of these? Also, everyone should try. Please bring your Gemaras. Gemara brachas tomorrow. If you look in the on the first page is a schedule. So the schedule is pretty clear. Okay, there's the Rav's Mishnah Brura every night. He's moved it up 8:10. That's every night at 8:10. And there's Mariv. Okay, and the Yachid Kala program begins 8:45. Says preparation, but every day there'll be hopefully food as good as tonight. For the first 5-10 minutes, you can make it 5, you can make it 3, depending on when you want to get started learning. Okay, if you look on the schedule, in the boxes are when the shiurim are going to be. The other days are the preparation days. So if you see, for example, Monday, that's when the first shiur on Sugya Aleph is going to be. On Wednesday, you have shiur Sugya Bet. What's here? So your Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. That's here. You see Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. In the booklet, you have the Mara Makomos of Shir Aleph. Okay? All the Mara Makomos are listed. Look at Shir Aleph. 1 through 25. And under that are the actual Mara Makomos. The Mara Makomos that are in your Gemaras, I didn't print out. Those are, like, for example, 1, 2, and 3. That's all in your Gemara. That's why you just see it bolded with nothing under it. Anything that's not in your Gemara will be in the packet. So if you don't, if you have your Gemara and the packet, you have everything you need. So there'll be very minimal bittul zman. Hopefully you can just get started right away, as long as you have your Gemara and your packet. So remember to bring your packet, and remember to bring your Gemara every day. Okay, we're going to get started preparing tonight, as you see. Preparation, I'm going to try to make this very quick. Okay, preparation. Every day there's a shiur. The first half hour, depending on how long you take your refreshments for, is the preparation as well. And then the shiur starts at 9:15. 9:15 to 10:15, that's Monday and Wednesday. Next week, shiur is Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, because every other day, Thursday is preparation day for Sunday shiur. Okay, so it's pretty clear. Every other day is the preparation day, no shir. And the other day, Monday, Wednesday, next Sunday and Tuesday are the shir days. There are bachrim here that are going to be learning. And Mitzvah Hashem, they're going to also be following this program in a little different style. Rabbi Weinblatt, okay? If anyone wants their kids to come, what ages, Laura, from what ages is it? Is it any? From 12 and up. Rabbi Weinblatt will be giving them shir. Okay, after we break up, Lauren and Rabbi Weinblatt will meet with you and explain to you exactly what you're going to be doing and what the program will be for you guys as well. Okay, so that should be pretty clear. The last Wednesday and Thursday, the Rav will be giving the final, as it says here, the grand finale. There'll be preparation on Wednesday for the Rav Shir. It will be a Shir, okay, that'll also be being the Inyan, Kriya Shema, specifically, as you see, Kavana, the Mitzvahs, and Kriya Shema. That will be the last 2 days. Okay, now, just a couple of other things so we can start tomorrow straight up with the shir. The idea of my shir, basically, the program is really all about the preparation. Okay? The preparation, as you see, the second page, what I try to do for you, because a lot of shiurim, a lot of times you'll have a lot of big Mara Makomos, and you'll see 25 Mara Makomos, and you'll be very scared. 25 Mara Makomos for tomorrow's shir. Okay, so what you'll see is that every Mara Makom, I have guided Mara Makomos to tell you what to look for in each Mara Makom. Do not rush. The idea is for you with your chavruses. Okay, there are Kolal guys here, Shol Nations, I'm here. If you have any questions, to go and focus in on the issues that I zero in on. There's no rush. Even if you get through between today and tomorrow, 11, 12, 13, 14 Mara Makomos, that's plenty in terms of being able to follow the shir. If you can get through all 25, great. If you can get through 11, 12, 13, that's also great. Okay, the main thing is to not to rush through it. The idea is for you to sit and think and learn. That's number one in terms of what the goal is. My shir also, okay, although for me, hopefully it's my final product, but it's not the final product of the Chabura. There is going to be a Google site, okay, that everyone who can connect up to, okay, there. What I want you, if you can do, I'm going to pass this around now. Okay, if you're already on the sign-up sheet, just check off your name and make sure your email address is very clearly written. If your email address is not on there, put it in. And if your name is not on here, put in your name and your email address so that after tomorrow's shir, okay, the idea in the shir is since we have limited time, it's going to be a give and take, but the give and take in shir is purely if you don't understand what I'm saying, or if what I'm saying, you have something that slugs it up, meaning it's what I'm saying is illogical. If you have your own approach, we want to hear from you how you learned the sugya. That's what the Google site is for. So for after the shir, we can keep it going. And hopefully that's the way we'll come to Emes Lamisa Shel Torah. The bottom line isn't really the shir. The bottom line is the Hasmada and Torah. Hopefully I'll have some important things to say, but that's not the bottom line of it. The bottom line is the Hasmada, the Chabura, and to keep it going afterwards as well. Just want to end off on one other thing. Zev Shombrun, okay? He's here to help you set up with Chavruses. Okay, of Greenspan is also here. If anyone wants help in preparing the Mara Makomos, okay, feels that they need help in preparing the Mara Makomos, of Greenspan is here to help prepare the Mara Makomos. Okay, so Zev here, go to him if you don't have a chavrusa set up yet. And this one last thing, I just want us before we begin, and that's something that two lists. The Rebbe wants to say something. Okay, so one last thing for me. Okay. And that is, I heard something very beautiful from, I just want to start us off, from Rav Meir Twersky, B'Shem Rav Ruvay Margolios. He says the following beautiful thing. If you look in the first first Mishnah. We all know the first Mishnah in Brachos starts out with Me'emasai Karin Yashmar V'arvin. And we all know the first Tana that's mentioned, which is Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Nechob HaTrumasan, Ad Sofa Shmora Rishona, and it says Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Starts with Rabbi Eliezer. If you look at the last Mishnah, it's not exactly clear what the last Mishnah is, but many hold that the last real, you know, Mishnayis that have a Tana's specific name in is the Mishnah of Kaveres at the end of Upsin. And the last, besides Beis Hillel and Meishamet, the last Tana that's mentioned by name in the Mishnah of Kaveres is Rabbi Eliezer. So yes, what did Rabbi Eliezer, what was his zechus that he was, Rav Megalia says, that he was the Tana that was put in the beginning of Shas and at the end of Shas by Rebbe. What merit did he have? And in fact, you all know Rabbi Eliezer, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Right? We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Psak. But yet he was the one that was put in the beginning and the end. So the Gemara in the second parak of Sukkah, is what he says. The Gemara in the second parak of Sukkah discusses, has Rabbi Eliezer says, talks about his particular midos. And he discusses one midah, how he always said things over B'Shem Rabbo. And the second midah that he mentions is that no one ever, he says, no one ever beat him to the Beis Medrash. And this Gemara, no one ever beat him to the Beis Medrash, and no one ever left after him in the Beis Medrash. He was always the one that was first to the Beis Medrash and last to the Beis Medrash. He says, and that pashtus is why he was zocha. Whether it was a conscious effort of Rebbe or it just worked out that way, that's why he had the zechus to be the Tana that was mentioned in the beginning of Shas and at the end of Shas. And we should take that mussar for all of us, that we should try to be here the next 2 weeks, be the first ones here, the last ones here, and Emet Hashem, for the whole year, we should be the first ones here and the last ones here, and we should, as a kehila, be the first ones to the Beis Medrash and the last ones to the Beis Medrash. And Yashar Koach, everyone, for coming. And
just say this.
Oh, and then, last but not least, I forgot I was supposed to mention this, it's on the sheets. This whole program has been sponsored, as you see on the sheet, as it passed around, sponsored by an anonymous donor, Le'ilui Nishmas. Okay, Lezer Ben Chaim Alevi, Umenucha Bas Elio, as well as another anonymous donor. Thank you very much, and let's get learning. Let's get studying. Does everyone have a Gemara? Everyone have a Gemara sheet? It's a beautiful word, no? A beautiful word? The Kaveres Mishnah is really the last halacha.
The last halacha
Mishnah.